Maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm going to be with you on air until 11 p.m. tonight. And starting off the program, apologies for a little bit of technical difficulties. I was just kind of adjusting to getting my equipment all set up for the show, because we've got a really great action-packed show tonight. I was just so crammed, and I tried to fit it all in, and I mistakenly had my gear set up the wrong way. Anyways, you're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and what you just heard was something from Beliefs, a group out of Toronto, out on the hand-drawn Dracula record label, a track from their brand new album called Habitat. You heard the track called Swamp Core, and hand-drawn Dracula is a record label based out of Toronto featuring a lot of really great artists, such as Brian Burchert. Can't remember what else. Recent stuff from Aura Kogan has been put out on this label, and lots of really great stuff, but I think it's a lot of Eastern Canadian stuff, if I'm not mistaken. But definitely check them out. Almost all their albums are on their Bandcamp, which is handdrawndracula.bandcamp.com. And hope everyone's doing pretty good on this incredibly snowy evening, and hope everyone's staying safe, staying warm, and being careful while you're driving, and I guess you're taking it easy and maybe staying in and listening to some radio. So we got a really great program coming up for you. Lots of new stuff into the station, and lots of stuff that I've been wanting to play for a long time. Later on, we're going to hear stuff from Freak Heat Waves, stuff from Rye, a couple older tracks from Current 93 and Coil, since I'm on a real industrial kick lately. Possibly, if we could fit in some electronic stuff from DJ Richard, Banchel, and some experimental stuff towards the end with Sumac and KJ Haino. But to start off the program, we're going to hear something from Walter TV, new album out called Carpe Diem. You can hear a track called U Plus Y. After that, new stuff from Freak Heat Waves. The new album is called Self Vortex, and you can hear the self-titled, or the title track of the album. And then we'll see what we get to after that. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from the brand new Walter TV album. This track is called U Plus Y.
Thank you.
We're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was brand new stuff from the new Freak Heat Waves album. It's called Self Vortex. And that was the title track of the album. And they are currently, I think they're based out of Montreal currently. Or they're currently in Montreal. Anyways, before that, you heard something from a track from the new Walter TV album. It's called Carpe Diem. And the track is called You Plus Y. Sorry, I'm losing my voice periodically here. And yeah, that was all you heard in that last set. So you're listening to Canada Post Rock, and I'm your host, P-Bone. And in case you missed anything I said or anything like that, you can always head to CITR.ca and you can check out podcasts and playlists. And in case you haven't, you could also add the podcast to your favorite podcast app. And you can get your favorite CITR shows on demand as you desire to listen to them. So up next, you can hear something from a brand new album from the Paperbag record label, and that's something from Rye. That's R-H-Y-E, and his new album is called Blood, and it's the work of a guy named Michael Melosh, making some kind of soft, kind of romantic soul, neo-soul type pop. And anyways, it was released on Paperbag Records in Canada, I do believe. And I think in the States it was put out by a label called Loma Vista. So you can hear a track off of it, something called Count to Five. And then we'll see what we get to after that. We might just hear this one track and then get back to you. But right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is new stuff from Rye.
I'm all out of place. It's raining. You're all out of place, my babe. It's written on your face. Bring your songs to me.
How do you feel?
back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was some of the romantic pop tunes of Rye, a track off the new album called Blood. You heard the track called Song for You, and is based out of, I do believe Toronto, but I'm not mistaken. Actually, no. I should probably research that more. But anyways, it was put out on, I think, Paper Bag Records. You're listening to Canada Post Rock, and I'm your host, P-Bone. You got about 40 minutes left on the program, and now we're going to make a shift into an area that's a little bit different from what you've been hearing in the first little bit of the program. We're going to get into some pretty influential industrial music from the 80s, and the reason why is because last week I had mentioned I was playing some of the stuff from the upcoming Drew McDowell show, who's playing, who played last Saturday, and is playing something from the Time Machines album, which is a collaboration, well, I guess an album that Drew McDowell had done while he was in Coil. And so we're going to play some more stuff from Coil, because I've been on a real kick on them lately. Usually when I play a lead up to a concert that's happening, I usually play a lead up and then I don't play anything after. But this week's a little bit different just because I've been listening to the group Coil so much, as they were pretty influential in some of my music tastes currently. So seeing Drew McDowell performing the work of Coil was probably the closest thing I'll ever get to it, and so it was a pretty cool and very moving experience for me last Saturday. So we're going to hear something from one of the legendary Coil albums called Horse Rotor Vader, and that one originally came out in 1986 and was a hugely influential album on the industrial scene. It's pretty interesting because there was a Drew McDowell interview in the, I think, Vice a few years ago on Noisy, their Noisy branch website, and they had a he had a few things to say about the album. He was saying that it's kind of one of those albums that comes out when a country can put a lot of money into the arts, and then these hugely influential pieces like Horse Rotor Vader and their first album Scatology come around. Because if you follow the trajectory of Coil's career, their time in the 90s kind of went downhill because they simply had just run out of funds. They didn't have a whole lot of money to work on. And he brought up the album that was funded by Trent Reznor. The name is slipping my mind. I think it's called Backwards. Yeah, Backwards was one of the albums that he brought up. And that was one of the only albums that kind of had a high budget similar to Horse Rotor Vader and Scatology. And he's kind of felt it was didn't exactly have the cohesive feel as those albums, and thus wasn't as influential. So he did mention some stuff about Backwards and how it was just not really a full album. It was kind of scattered. Tracks were recorded at different years and stuff like that. So that's why probably didn't really feel it was as influential as the early Coil albums, and even though it had a huge budget compared to some of their other work. But anyways, you're going to hear something from the Horse Rotor Vader album, one that has a really their distinct industrial sound, but it kind of moves also into some areas of neo-folk that are can be found in the work of Current 93. And Current 93 is what you're going to hear after that. You're going to hear something from another 80s Current 93 album called Christ and the Pale Queens Mighty in Sorrow. And you'll hear a track called Dogen. And I picked this album because there's a daunting discography for Current 93's albums. If you go to some of their Discogs pages, there's just a huge amount of albums. You don't know where to start. You don't know what are the main albums, when are like kind of, era just compilations or reissued stuff. So anyways, decided to pick an album that was kind of an era where they moved from the neo-folk, or from the industrial sounds to the current neo-folk sounds that they're really known for. So this is kind of an album that where they're in their transition periods, has a lot of their industrial sounds from the 80s that was kind of influential, or kind of similar to Coil. So anyways, this album is called Christ and the Pale Queens Mighty in Sorrow. You'll hear the opening track called Dogen. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from the Coil's Horse Rotor Vader album. And then we're going to hear the Current 93 track. And I think we'll just hear those two tracks because they are a little bit long. You can hear a track called Ostia. This is in brackets, it says The Death of Pasolini. Anyways, I'm going to stop rambling here right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is stuff from Coil.
hear the bones humming. You can hear the bones humming. And the car reverse is over. The body in the basin. In the shallow seaplane basin. Crushed from the shoulder. You can hear the bones humming, singing like a puncture, singing like a puncture. See you around.
purple fires. Daddy's house. Build the fires. Higher and higher. Take the flames to Daddy's house. Build the fire. Build the fire. Blood of my blood. Dust my dust. Blood of my blood.
And that was something from Current 93, a track called Dogen, taken from the Christ and the Pale's Mighty Queen album that came out in 1988. And as you may know, Current 93 is the work of David Tibet. And the early sounds of Current 93 are very heavy industrial noise and experimental sounds. And their later music would tend to be more kind of neo-gothic, neo-folk with kind of just more sung spoke type vocals that you heard, but this is kind of a transitional album where they had that industrial sound along coupled with the neo folk sounds. Before that, you heard something from the legendary Horse Rotor Vader album by Coil that came out in 1986. You heard the track called Ostia, and playing that because there was a recent Drew McDowell Coil show last week. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and I got just over half an hour left on the program. So up next, we're going to move into some electronic stuff. You can hear something from an artist named Banshell. I think he's a DJ out of the UK, and he's got a EP out called, or a 12-inch, I should say, called Part-Time Gunslinger. And you're going to hear it. It's off a record label called FTD. And yeah, a little bit more kind of a little bit dubstep in some ways, but I'll leave it to you to decide. After that, you can hear something from DJ Richard, something off a 12-inch called Path of Ruin out on the Dial record label, right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Banshell. This is a track called Polarizing Haircut. Currently hearing is something from DJ Richard, a track called Stygian Freeze, taken from the Path of Ruin album, and that was something that was out on the Dial record label. Before that, something from Banshell, a track called Part-Time, or a track called Polarizing Haircut, is taken from the Part-Time Gunslinger 12-inch off the FTD record label. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. And up next, you're going to hear something from the collaboration between KJ Haino and Sumac. And Sumac is a post-rock band. from the States, and Kijei Haino is a longtime experimental Japanese artist who has been around for decades, putting out all kinds of experimental music under electronic means and all kinds of instruments. And I think there's something like 80 something instruments that he has, I guess, mastered. And he has collaborated with a number of high profile experimental artists, either Japanese or some North American artists, like you're going to hear next. Anyways, you can hear a collaboration album called American Dollar Bill, Keep Facing Sideways, You're Too Hideous to Look at Face On. And if you read some of the Kijei Haino albums over the years, you know that he has kind of longer album titles, and I'm guessing this is some of his album or track titles. So you're going to hear a track called What Have I Done, and in brackets there's a really long title, but you can just check out more at sumackijeihaino.bandcamp.com, and you can find out more about this really cool collaboration. So this is kind of a longer track, so we're just going to hear this one track, and then I'll get back to you with some more music. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Kijei Haino and Sumac. We'll be right back. From the KJ Haino and Sumac collaboration, you heard a track called What Have I Done? And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. And thanks for tuning in this week, and hope everyone enjoyed the program tonight. And keep it locked on CITR for more great programming, and head to CITR.ca to check out podcasts and playlists. And hope everyone stays safe on this cold Vancouver snowy night, and makes it home safely and drive safe. So I'm going to leave you with a new release out on Profound Lore Records. Their latest is the Insect Arc from the duo out of Brooklyn, New York. And it's made up of Dana Schechter and Ashley Spungen. The new album is called Marrow Hymns. And you're going to hear a track called In the Nest. And it's kind of a very doomy, very dark and kind of abrasive electronic, or I should say, loud music, I should say. Anyways, really great stuff. Definitely check it out more if you haven't yet. And you can just head to insectarc.bandcamp.com, or you can check out the Profound Lore website to find out more info about this really cool album. Once again, it's the new release from Insect Arc called Marrow Hymns. This track is called In the Nest.